Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. All right. You know, again, I could... many of you have written to me, and you've asked me to, you know, dig up, dredge up, do whatever. Some of the classic Xander Gibbs shows that we did years ago. Xander's been gone for a few years now. Xander was an openly gay man, but again, ended up becoming a conservative shortly after 9/11. Because what he saw what his party really had turned into, what it was all about, he decided that, you know what, this isn't for me, this isn't what I want, this isn't what I want to do. And I had some very interesting conversations. Anyway, I've received enough emails now to people who have asked, can you dig up a show, can you do something, we enjoyed him so much, but now he's gone. So I did. And I'll do my best, just bear in mind that some of the comments he makes might be old. He talks a little bit about the Queen. God rest her soul. Or as Joey B said, God save the Queen. A little late for that now, but whatever. Yeah, this is the guy we got near the buttons, but whatever. I've always found that interesting. You know, that they were so worried about Trump. Worried about him pressing the button. You guys realize there's no button to press, right? And frankly, there's enough checkpoints where Trump got teed off at Putin sometimes and said, go blow him up. It's not going to happen. I mean, seriously, there are Secret Service, you know, men that will tell stories about their time at the White House. And there's one story in particular about one of the presidents. I won't tell you who he is. He's had enough issues. It wasn't recent either, back in the, you know, 70s or so. Anyway, they was to find him walking down the halls drunk in the White House. And he would yell at them to go ahead and bomb Russia or bomb Cuba or whatever. And he would wake up the next day and he'd come out of his, you know, bedroom. He's like, oh my God, did I dream that? And they're like, no, Mr. President, you didn't dream it. It actually happened, but we didn't bomb anybody. Puts you back to bed. So it's not what people, see, it's the ignorance. We talked about this education earlier. It's the ignorance that we're teaching our kids. It's wrong. We need to teach them the truth. And that's what, you know, Xander's big thing was. Let's make sure that we're working on fact. Let's make sure we're working on reality. He was the first one to tell me that the gay community, or the gay, lesbian, bisexual community, was not into the TBIA plus 27. Right? And that's coming from him, not me. He was the one who was explaining to me about the fights that they had for freedom and all of that. Anyhow, so this Boise State professor dropped some really hard data on trans sports. Again, data. All right? In a June 22nd tweet, Yanor compared the women's track and field world records in several events to the championship times of Division III college athletes. Now, the data show that college and even some high school athletes are, ready for this one, are superior to women in track and field. Boys. Boys in high school, superior to women in track and field in college. How do men and women compare in apples to apples sports comparison? He wrote, the record holders to the winners of the NCAA Division III or high school boys champs in random year answer, men competing in women's sports will crowd out the girls. Now, we've seen this over and over and over again. Where are the feminists? I asked this question the other night. Don't call yourself a feminist if you aren't really willing to fight for women's rights. I don't know how you do that. How do you do that with a straight face? Yeah, I've been a feminist all my life. I've been fighting for women's rights all my life. Oh, transgender? Yeah, okay, that's fine. No, it's not. You see it in research after research after research. You see it's not right, and it's not fair. And how much, for some of you who encourage this, how much do you hate women? You might be a woman yourself. Maybe your problem is that you never made it in sports, so you don't really care if anybody else does. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I got to ask. Right? Well, you're always lousy at sports. You always think sports didn't matter, didn't count. It does count. It counts for so many little girls who you know, this is something that they do. This is something they go after. This is something that keeps their mind sharp, keeps them busy, helps them in their life. You know, I think the left hates competition because they lose so much. No, really, somebody has to win. You have to have somebody at the top. Not everybody gets the trophy. The winner gets the gold. That bothers them. It always has because somebody feels bad. They don't do the same work. They don't win, and they feel bad. Well, nobody cares how you feel. Your feelings really don't matter when it comes to competition. And there's nothing wrong with competition. Look at innovation comes from competition. Innovation comes from wanting to be the first ones on the moon. All right. I promise you, even though I got a whole bunch of other stuff I want to talk about, Xander Gibb joins us from the past when we return. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Jew.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. As I said to you, we've lost him a few years ago. Xander Gibb used to be on the show every Friday night, live from England. And his take on, you know, the gay community, what was going on at the time, what's going on in England. And as I said, many of you have asked me to bring him, you know, if I had any of the shows like a player. That, you know, and some of you can go, yeah, go get him. They're all online, people. All right? You just go to the website, you can go to Listen Live, and then Listen Live has a on-demand portion. But anyhow, Xander and I had many frank talks about the gay and lesbian community. And it was made some of you, it made very uncomfortable. For me, it was fine because, you know, he and I knew each other. And we knew each other well enough to where this wasn't a put down. This was, I could speak to him like I do to Sonia and, Zoe about what other people are thinking, what they want to say. They just won't say it because they're afraid to. How do you find out the truth unless you say it? So let's enjoy a couple of segments with Xander. I hope you enjoy as much as I enjoyed them at the time.
Got it. Well, one of my favorite people to have on the show. I know he's one of yours, too. Always looking forward to having him here. Joe Messina, your host, and Xander Gibb joins me from jolly old England. I guess it's jolly old. Has anything changed there from an atmosphere kind of attitude? I mean, are people,
Well, the weather's changed. It was like 74 degrees today. So
you're surprised, aren't you, on this program? Global cooling, warming, climate, something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't start that, because it makes you a hater if you just do with global warming. Don't get me started. That was kind of a surprise. But I think the political landscape is kind of changing a little bit, too, you know, with regards to things like the lockdown and attitudes to the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. But they're using scare tactics now to make people get vaccinated, wow, which is a worry to me. You know, I get 4 texts a day from the doctor, and I'm not having the vaccination, but that's my personal choice. And frankly, I don't, you know, my body, my choice. I thought that was what the left's ideology was. So how come it's not my body, my choice when it comes to what I'm putting in my body?
You're such a funny man. I have a bridge. I have a bridge. I'll give you a great deal on it. You don't even have to look at it. You can trust me. You know, but
will there be free pizza with it? Because if not, I don't want to know.
It's amazing, though, how fragile the American, and I don't mean the paper constitution, you know, I mean the American constitution. I mean, people have become soured with fighting for what's right. They're soured with, when it comes to war, those kind of things. They soured on that as well. They soured on making somebody else feeling bad when you're just simply trying to teach them the truth. We have become the Russians are rolling over laughing at us.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I'm sure you agree with me. I see the Constitution in a way like the Bible. You know, either we kind of accept it all or we don't take any of it.
Right.
But it seems that some in America want to take the Constitution and kind of jiggle its application dependent on who it pertains to. and the whole idea of the the document is that it pertains to everybody in exactly the same way. That's the whole ideology of it, isn't it? As far as I know.
Well, I find this, you have to admit there is a there's a common thread here with the Dems, and I don't want to get into the whole lying and not lying and all that other stuff, but think about something. If it doesn't fit their narrative, then it can't possibly be true. Like when it comes to science, right? You know, again, I'm not trying to tee off the transgender community, but just go with biology, okay, and you look at DNA, we're not supposed to pay attention to that at all. When you look at climate science that they tell you is a settled science, right, we were supposed to be dead, fried. Two-thirds of the population was supposed to be gone by, I think it was the late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah.
There's been a population explosion, and not only are people not dying from starvation, but they're dying from obesity. But that doesn't fit their narrative. There's a commonality.
But it's about control, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's face it.
Yes.
It's about getting us to do something. You know, like with the climate. Well, they call it climate change now, don't they? They don't call it global warming anymore.
Wait a minute. If you've been listening really carefully, because I pay attention to their words, now it's climate crisis.
Oh, it's kind of crisis now.
That's what they moved it over to. Oh my God!
Like, right. I'm gonna make a note.
Please do.
But regardless of whatever they're calling it, if they want, here's the thing for me. Regardless of whether you agree with climate crisis or whatever the hell they're calling it today, I don't care. But if the ideology is to get people to be a little bit more green, I'm all with that. You know, we should all be saving the planet, but don't come at me with this hoo-ha that, you know, the New York is going to be underwater by 2022 and the River Thames is going to rise, you know, above my fifth floor apartment. Can you just not say, can we all just try and work together to do this? I mean, would that not be a more logical approach to the situation?
Agree, but listen, how many times can you sit in a room and you look at them, look at the, you know, the senators and even, you know, the Congress, the House, when they're having a hearing of some kind, and truly, if a Republican is laying out science, all of a sudden, you see their eyes glaze over, they shut down, they don't want any part of it, they don't want to hear about it. Look, I got pummeled with negative emails, but I simply did the CDC numbers on Black Lives Matter, not Black Lives Matter, but how many blacks are actually, to put it in Sheila Jackson Lee's term, are hunted down and killed by police officers. Why would you use the word killed? I mean, it's just disgusting. But when you actually do the numbers, you realize that it's a lie. It is a flat-out lie.
I mean, I have to say I don't like the terminology hunted down either, because if you have committed a crime or it's alleged that you've committed a crime, they have the right to pursue you, whether you be black, white, gay, straight, whatever, you know, from Indiana, from New York, from California. So we're seeing the politicizing of color, just like in the LGBTQ community, they politicize their sexuality. So every issue has to be politicized, whether it be the weather and the state of the planet or something else. And isn't it boring? Let's just get to the bones of the situation, because I'm bored with the politicizing of every single situation.
Well, that's it. You can't, you know, it's really funny. When we criticized Obama, it was because he was a black man, not because he was incompetent, right? And you cannot call anybody out who's black. Look at they go crazy when you call out Kamala Harris on her ineptness. Now you're beating on a woman of color. No, I'm beating on a human that can't do her job. That's what I'm beating on.
More with Xander Gibb. Classic Xander Gibb. When we return, Joe Messina, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. It's been a rough day for air travel with about 1,500 flight cancellations and over 3,000 delays. Patty Mancha with the TSA says it's important for travelers to check with their carrier before heading to the airport.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. Early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
United Airlines is being hit the hardest by delays. JetBlue Airways came in second, according to the tracking company FlightAware. The worst is in the Northeast. Several Amtrak cars have derailed after a collision with a vehicle near Los Angeles. Three cars came off the tracks after hitting a water truck that was sitting on the rails. The train had over 200 people inside, 15 of whom were taken to a hospital for minor injuries. The truck driver was transported to a trauma center. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the vehicle was on the tracks at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Okay, I hope you're enjoying as much as I am. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're playing an encore performance of Xander Gibb. Many of you miss him. He passed away a few years back, but he was very much into the gay and lesbian world and did not like what he saw. Did not like all the aggressiveness that was going on. So let's enjoy him some more.
We're back at it again. Love having Xander on with me. We get the scoop from jolly old England and find out, how is the Queen doing, Xander? Is she dropped by to have tea with you? Or is she drinking coffee now?
You mean Elizabeth? No. She drinks vodka mostly, so I'm
told. Look at her kids. Come on, really?
she's in a bit of a quandary lately because, you know, Boris tells her any old thing and she believes it.
Wow.
And, there's a lot of kind of bad feeling about this new HS2, which is like a high-speed train that's going to go the length and breadth of the country. But it's going to take so long to build, but by the time it's finished, it's going to be so obsolete that it's going to need to be replaced. And so many people have lost their homes, you know, because of compulsory purchase orders, and they've messed up areas of wildlife.
Wow.
And all of these things and not paid for them. But Boris keeps lying to people and lies to the Queen, and also, you know, his wife is this, you know, his wife, sorry, I misspoke. His partner is this, you know, fake faux environmentalist. So, but she believes she sees the good in people. And I think she needs to get someone to check his facts. Because he's a liar about this and many other things.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big disappointment to you guys, wasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly was to me, you know, as a conservative. I've talked before about the fact that American conservatism is worlds apart from British conservatism, and I voted for Boris, but it's kind of gone downhill, and even just the way he's handled the COVID crisis. And I admit that it wouldn't be easy for anyone to handle, but the level of lockdown that has been imposed has been a bit like martial law, and I was all for leaving the EU, because the EU weren't very good, but Boris would never have been able to do the things he's done if we had still been a member of the EU, because we lost a lot of our human and civil rights when we left the EU, which is alarming, really, for me as a citizen.
Well, so here's something that people don't know about. I mean, you're educating me now. So, what do you mean by you lost a lot of your civil rights by leaving the EU? I would have thought there'd be a little bit more autonomy on your part as, you know, citizens of Britain, you know?
Well, no, because, well, you would think so, but unfortunately that's not the case. And when the UK joined the EU, there's not a lot that I can congratulate them on, but one of the things that I can congratulate them on is how they have improved civil rights, rights in the workplace and rights for certain groups in society. And a lot of those standings have disappeared now that the UK has left the EU, which is alarming because, you know, if you have an employee that you fire or they've gone and got another job, you don't have a hissy fit and say, right, we're going to get rid of everything that they've ever done. If they put some good measures into place, then you would think that they would keep them. But no, not with Boris and his bozos, unfortunately.
You know, I'm going to have to bleep out hissy because I've been told that is politically incorrect and insensitive or insensitive to the gay community. I have no clue. Yes, you can't use the word hissy fit because it specifically calls out the gay community, and I'm thinking to myself, really? I have straight friends. I say they're going to have a hissy fit.
Wait, so if it's offensive to the gay community, but I'm gay and I'm saying it...
You're offensive to the gay community, apparently. I don't even know.
No, surely it cancels it out by their rules, because what about my protections to say that word?
You have... Listen...
Someone send me a new rule book, please.
That's what I always say. Look, I can't keep up. I'm getting old now. Could you please send me a daily memo so I actually know what I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is how ridiculous this got. But I got to tell you something. I have to give you a lot of credit because, and people are going to, you know, say I'm bending down to you or whatever. But there are a lot of you guys in the gay community that shake your head and go, this is not what we fought for. This is not the freedom. We didn't fight for freedom to be left alone, to have all this crap, put on us. And I even hear, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I even hear some of the older men in the gay community say, you know, these young guys have no controls on them. They have no boundaries. Do you kind of feel the same way?
I do. I marched for gay rights, you know, 30 years ago and was a campaigner for gay rights. But for me, it was all about equality. But these, you know, these youngins, they kind of want equity. And if you want more rights than anybody else, how is that equality? You know, I want people in same-sex relationships to be able to have the same grief as married couples. You know, I absolutely do want that. But I don't believe it's right for two people of the same sex to go to a church and ask to be involved in a marriage ceremony because marriage is between a man and a woman. Holy matrimony is between a man and a woman, not two people of the same sex. But I have to have a caveat to that to say that I do believe that people of the same sex should have the same rights that are afforded to that. because that's important for equality. But I know that Barack Obama politicized this heavily, and he could have afforded exactly the same rights to same-sex couples with the civil unions or whatever the American equivalent is over there. But he didn't do that, and I think that that was really to put a middle finger up to the Christians, and that's not acceptable. You cannot dictate the word of God as a politician.
Well, you heard Jerry Nadler. The word of God has no place, or God has no place in Congress. I mean, I'm thoroughly surprised that God didn't strike him down with lightning at that point in time, but that's just my personal opinion.
Well, doesn't there some mention of God in the House of Congress?
It's everywhere. It's in the majority of our state constitution, or he's in the majority of our state. That'll make some people's eyeballs pop. He is mentioned in the majority of our state constitutions. He's in our regular constitution. Our founding fathers talked about how God giving them, you know, providence and favor in a fight against the most powerful military army on the planet.
Yeah.
And yet Jerry Nadler, who probably, if you put his hand on the Bible, it might go up in flames. I don't know. But can't give God any credit for that because, I don't know, maybe the people he serves are soulless, godless people. I have no idea. You know,
well, he's a Democrat, so it goes without saying. But I never know if it's Nadler or Nadler, but isn't he like a cartoon character? I mean, have you seen him with his like pants up to his nipples, and you know, he squeaks when he walks?
Do you remember? Like, you're not that old.
Bluto, you know, from Popeye.
Oh God, do you remember the toy Weebles? Remember, they would wobble to make them walk.
But they don't fall down.
That's right. That's Jerry Nadler.
He's a Weeble.
He was, or if you put a top hat on him and a long cigarette, he'd look like the Penguin, wouldn't he? Right?
I see it.
So anyhow, no, it's, and again.
Now do Pelosi.
Oh, my God. Who would she be? Oh, my God. I don't even know who she would be, right?
She would be a drunk Catwoman, wouldn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Remember Eartha Kitt when she was Catwoman? Eartha Kitt had this accent because she was, I think she was Jamaican or
right.
West Indian or something.
Yeah.
She had this. She had this kind of way with her that it was like she was drunk. She wasn't.
No.
But yeah, that's definitely a Pelosi Catwoman.
I love it.
Go down that ship.
Oh, wow. I can't keep up with him, but you see why I miss the man. We had so much fun together on the show. Anyway, final segment. When we come back, Xander finishes up tonight with us. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're going to end it up with my third installment, third segment of an encore interview with Xander Gibb. I know you're all enjoying it. I know a lot of you had asked me to do this, and hey, so be it. Let's do it.
Again, one of my best buddies, Xander Gibb, joins me as he does, at least a couple of times a month. Always appreciate his time with me. And Xander, you know, first, before we get into the other part of this story, how are the lockdowns going there in England?
Well, I kind of think they're opening up a little bit, but it's more kind of like for appeasement, because there have been riots here, and people have been, you know, throwing rocks at the police and things like that, which is never acceptable. But the concern for me is that, you know, when Boris has used the police in the UK as his own private army, and his own private security force, you know, with regards to COVID restrictions, people are going to have bad feelings. Now, I'm not, you know, there's no way I'm saying it's okay to do that to the police, because I do respect the police.
Right.
But I can understand why people have bad feeling towards them, because he's used them for his own purposes.
I look at this, I look at what's going on, and you're right. But part of this, though, has been an erosion of a total lack of respect for any kind of authority. And that doesn't mean, you know me, I'm not saying you do everything they tell you to do no matter what, because, you know, they go sideways from time to time. But you should still have a respect for authority. That man, that woman in uniform, more of them jump in front of bullets and bad guys for you than are coming just for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing is, I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and, you know, I've had long conversations with him, you know, from a you know, anthropological perspective. But I would not want to do a job where every single day I had to make split-second decisions for the safety of others. And when it goes wrong, because inevitably it will, you know, if you have to use a gun in your job, you're never going to get it 100% right with having to make split-second decisions. You know, when you do get it wrong, they want to kind of vilify you and things like that. Because it's an unrealistic expectation to expect a perfect police force. Now, that's not to say that you know, anybody that's out and out bad and is a cop should be allowed to still be a cop. But mistakes are going to be made, aren't they, realistically?
Right. Everybody, if you're a human, you're going to make a mistake. All right, let's move on to George Floyd and others. You know, one of the things that bothers me to no end, and I think you agree with me on this one, you know, we're making heroes out of criminals. And if we're trying to tell the kids that their heroes are not soldiers, not police, not firemen going down those roads, but the heroes are people like, you know, George Floyd and Michael Smith, and because they fought for their rights. Yeah. They weren't fighting for their rights, you know, not by any stretch. And again, let me share something with you that I believe you'll appreciate. We have a celebration in California. I don't think it's countrywide. It's called Harvey Milk Day. Okay, and Harvey Milk was outwardly gay or openly gay at a time when probably it wasn't right to be that or whatever society called it. And he was in San Francisco, and he was an elected official, and so he happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And a gunman came in and shot him and a few others. And I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version because we don't have a whole bunch of time. And anyway, the long and the short of it was, here was a man that was having sex with 16-year-old boys. Okay? If I was his age having sex with 16-year-old girls at the time, I'd be in jail. And hopefully I'd be nobody's hero. All right? I had a mom come up to me at the school board one day who asked me why I don't want her gay son to have heroes. Because it was a Harvey Milk Day thing. And I said, I think your son should have heroes. I think your son should have people he can look up to. People in the, if it's the gay community or whatever, to look up to. But you're telling me that Harvey Milk's the best you can do? There are not other good men men in the gay community that he could look up to? Am I way off with this?
No, you're absolutely not. I think that in fairness, what they try to do is they try to hide this about Harvey Milk. And in the movie, you know, they kind of they painted it as a pretty picture, you know, with Sean Penn playing Harvey Milk. And there was no mention of that kind of thing. But yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. I really do. But when we elevate people as heroes, because, you know, we've already said that nobody's perfect, but you would hope that those that we elevate as heroes have the majority of what they've done as kind of good attributes. You know, even people like, you know, one of my heroes growing up was an evangelist called Nikki Cruz, and he had been a gangster, you know, he'd shot people and all of these things. He turned his life around and you know, gave his life to the Lord and you know, walked a righteous path. And I understand that people have a path, but when you're elevating people that continue to do the same thing, then what does that say to our young people nowadays?
Well, with you. And then now you go looking at, again, to George Floyd and others. And, you know, let's talk about George Floyd. Here you're going to have, are you going to have jurors that are going to be afraid, like the Supreme Court was, that yeah. if they come down with a certain verdict, that there's going to be, you know, craziness in the streets, riots, and people are going to die? Right.
Yeah. Well, that kind of worries me as well. But let's look at the facts. Right, because let's take color out of this, let's take anything else out of this. If a person takes 5 milligrams of fentanyl, which is a lethal dose, and then goes out and tries to pay for an item in a store with a $20 bill, and there are problems that arise from that. I still keep coming back to the fact that you've taken the fentanyl, which is a lethal dose, which is causing you to not be able to breathe. And I'm not talking about color or anything else. I'm talking about actually the facts.
Right.
So if you then get arrested and do not comply, you know, I've had stuff with the police before, and I've done what they told me to do, I've got through it, and I've moved along. But I guess if you're that intoxicated on whatever substance, it's hard to be able to kind of comply with anything. So I think that we all have a responsibility to ensure that we're not in that situation. Because no one sought him out to do that, did they?
No.
They were called to that situation.
Yep. Yeah, but you'll never hear that. You know that as well as I do. Right? You'll never hear about, well, maybe you will now, I don't know, but you'll never hear about him complaining to his friends for 15 minutes before this went down that he was having trouble breathing. You know, he was in a driver's seat having trouble breathing, and then his two buddies in the back seat, they're still alive today. Why? Because they did what they were told to do. That's why.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, if he was having a medical emergency of some kind, I mean, the only thing I'll give you is that maybe an ambulance should have been called the minute he started screaming he couldn't breathe. I don't know. But if we do that for everybody, look at what's happening now. Everybody's starting to use that as an excuse to try to get the cops to let them go.
And as well as that, the thing is that if you've taken a lethal dose of any drug, why would you take that, and why would you actually leave the house in that state? I'm sorry. I mean, no one should ever die as a result of an altercation with the police. But can I just say, don't we as citizens have some responsibility in that situation? You know?
We should.
If a cop was rough with me, I would let them arrest me, and then I would get to speak to the superior officer, because you put yourself in a position where things can escalate if you allow them to do so.
Well, I agree with you. I was always taught, you know, live to fight another day. I have family members that were policemen. I have family members that will say we're on the other side, the opposite side of the policeman. And, you know, ultimately the mindset was do what you're told to do, and you could fight it later on.
Yeah.
You know?
And I just think that the most alarming thing about all of this is that this person's family received compensation for this situation. And I'm astounded. Because what does that say now for the credibility of good law enforcement when they're just trying to do their job?
They have been made the villains, and it's so wrong. Who else? What crook, what thug, what thief has jumped in front of a bullet to save your butt? None.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. And it's infuriating to me. And again, like I said, got people on both sides of that aisle in my family. And It's just not cool. Listen, we got to get rolling. You talk too long. You've eaten up all this time.
It was me.
Tell people.
You know, always appreciated his time with me, people. Thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.